started there, the Torreway, Northwest London, Sunday, 25th of Tammuz, 24th of July, the Avoda of the 3 weeks, Rabbi Reuven Stepski, Shlita. This week's Torah was sponsored by the family, Lenishmas Morris Martel, Bas Romeo, Rafal, Aleha Sholem, Mrs. Magda Joseph, on her first Yad site on Tuesday.
We're now in the 3 weeks, the Dry Vachan, Beinam Sorim, and the Sfarim say Tammuz stands for, Sfarim say, it's well known, Zmani Teshuvah Meshamshim Eboim. I mean, the time of Teshuvah is already starting to come, it's already happening. And if you looked into the calendar, you'll notice already from Shavuos of Tammuz, there's only 10 weeks left of the year. 10 weeks to Rosh Hashanah, which will be trembling with excitement for the day of Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. I think to myself, you know, there's 10 weeks left. What about all the Kabbalahs that we took on last year, at the beginning of the year, that we took on, we were going to do this year? What's happening to them? Did we actually manage to do them? Did we accomplish them? And I was actually thinking, do I actually remember what I took on? It was so long ago. So I said, do I actually remember what I took on? So the first thing is to try and remember, just an Eitzah, to remember, by the way, if you can't remember what you took on last year, the end of the Rosh Hashanah or Ni'ilah, whatever it was, then this year write it down in your Rosh Hashanah Machzah, put a note inside the Machzah, so you'll know when to find it next year when you come closer to it. Actually, what did I do? Did I actually achieve my goal? Whether it's a goal, my learning goals, my middas, in any area of Avodas Hashem or my Shalom Bayis, whatever it was that I decided I was going to chazik myself in, at least we should remember what it is. So less than 10 weeks to go, the final countdown, here we are in these 10 days. What that means is this is an auspicious time, it's a bit of a wake up, it's a reminder for us to finish off the year on a high. That's the first thing. But I'd like to look at an example with you in that short time we have together, is to look at what really is the avoider of the 3 weeks. What should we be focusing on? And there's two angles I'd like to approach this topic. Number one is b'derech klolis, in a more holistic way, looking at this time of year through the lens of the whole Jewish calendar, through looking at it as a whole. That's one way. And the other way is more derech proti, looking at it specifically at this time of the 3 weeks and Tisha B'Av, and see what we can bring out from there, looking at it more closely. Zoom in to actually the 3 weeks and what the avoda is. Let's start the derech klal, the holistic way, derech klal, the macro of the year. And the Siva Shalom, it brings down the Moyo de Gazach. If you look at the calendar, you can split the calendar, the Yiddish year, you can split it into two halves. You've got Sumera and Asei Tov. And he says that we just finished Asei Tov. Asei Tov is the year we're working on Asei Tov, working on our Avas Hashem, on our Munna, and that already starts from Chanukah. Starts from Chanukah in the dark depths of the winter, when we ignite the spark of inspiration, and then through Tu B'Shvat, as the sap rises in the trees, and we move to the Simcha Purim, and the blossom of Pesach, and then to Lag BaOmer, where we makabel the Penimius of Torah through the aura of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, until finally we get to Shavuos, the peak of the years, where makabel Torah with Simcha. That's the peak of the year, Shavuos. And then starts the second half of the year. The second half of the year is Sumera. In fact, there's a big discussion. Which one should we start? Dovid HaMelech said, where do you start? Do you start with Sumera? Do we get rid of the bad stuff, all our negative middos inside us? Or do we work and polish up all our qualities, all our milas that we have? Which one comes first? So Dovid HaMelech says, Sumera Vasei Tov. Bechor means start with the Sumera and then get to the Asei Tov. But the problem is, when the Sfarim say, would we spend all our lives just focusing on the negative stuff? We're focusing only eradicating the Ra from inside us. We'll never manage to polish up the good goodness we have. And therefore, the Sfarim say, Sumera, how do you get rid of the negative? Al Yidei Asei Tov. Through the working on the positive, by working, strengthen ourselves on the positive middos that we have, on our Avas Hashem, on our Yirash Hashem, by being proactive. Sumira Alidei Aseitoim. So now, says the Nesivah Shalom, we're entering in to a new part of the calendar, the second half of the year, which is called Sumira. And he said the way you look at the calendar, it starts with Sumira, we start with Bein HaMitzorim. This is the Haskalah. This is the beginning of the Avodah. It starts with Bein HaMitzorim, moves into Elul, when we hear the koilos of the Shofar to wake us up. Then we come to Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, and the day of Malchus, when we coronate the Ribono Shel Olam, followed by the day of Yom HaKodesh, Yom Kippur, moving into Sukkos, the Mesimchah, the mitzvahs, and finalizing the peak is Simchas Torah. Again, the peak is Torah. The both times here, the peak is always going to be the celebration and the chizuk of Torah, which are ultimate connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. But what you see from here, you see that this is now a Naya Skol. It's a new beginning. In other words, you know, repent now, beat the Elul rush, right? Now's the opportunity, here's the opportunity to do a Moridika Haskola. And the Nesivah Shalom, he says an incredible idea. He says, you know, when you plant a seed in the ground, what's the first thing that happens to the seed? It goes into the ground. And the first thing that actually happens is it germinates. What's happening when it germinates? It means it starts to rot, it starts to die. You're planting the seed, you want it to grow, but actually it's dying. And then he says, what happens out of nowhere? The Ribono Shel Olam said something called a kusta dechiyusa. It's a lashon mezayah kodesh. This spark of life, this spark of inspiration. And this is the same thing that happens at the conception of a child. It's the same idea that there's this moment of death, so to speak, before there is this flowering of life. And he says, this is what the avoider of the 3 weeks is. It's the first step, it's planting the seeds for the new year, for the Shana Tova, Be'ezras Hashem Ba'olin LaTova. As we said, it's the final countdown, less than 10 weeks to go. And that is the avodah, is to plant the seeds of during this time. But what happens when we plant the seeds? When you plant the seeds, you put the seeds. When I was a child, when you were in school, we had these little pots, we planted seeds, and it had to go in the dark room. It had to be put away in a dark place. And that's what this, the Yimei Choshech, these difficult days, it's a difficult time planting the seeds. And it's germinating. Finally, on Tishba, we sit on the floor, literally rotting. And I thought maybe the idea over here is an idea I saw in the Sforim. So it said there's another, the Ikka void is Ani. Every morning we wake up and we say, Moide Ani. And then we walk into Shul and we say, Matoivim, we say, the Ani Sefilosi. Lachashim, we say, all about the Ani. And all the way through Davening, we notice we see this word, the Ani. Where's this Dani? Where's this big ego? Why is there such a focus on the big I? And I saw a beautiful idea. The Zohar Kodesh says that Ani is the same oisus as Ayin. He changed the letters. It means Ayin. And that's what we do. Lo'olam mi'ayin yushamayim. And through that parasha we say the person is like Yibarim ka'ayin. Like Ayin. And that's really what the Ayin is. The Ayin is, the Ani is going through a process. First of all, we need to melt down. We need to sort of dissolve the person we were from last year. Last year's with achievement, there's a meltdown as we rebuild the tsura of the Binyan Ha'odom for the new year. Every year is a new, we're a new you, a new me, a new person, new opportunities. As Rabbi Dester writes with the Derech Hashem, every year there's a the cycle of life that we go through every year, but we're creating now in the Avodah is the beginning of creating the new you, the new person, the new yid for the next year. But in order to do that, first there has to be a spotless of the old, a nullification. For that nullification isn't a destruction. It's turning the Ani into Ayin in order that it can turn back into the Ani. Because the Svarim said, Balatanya and others say, that the goal is the Ani of Ayin. And the Ani of Ani Hashem is really the same thing. The goal is it's not a stira, it's not a struggle. Really, they melt in to be one and only one and Echad. One are really all the same. So this is the beginning of the Avodah, is a concept of Hispatlus, of actually to see ourselves that we're melting down and going down to finishing off our goals for the year, and to finish off, and then the end of that year as we plant the seed for the beginning of a new one. And that is really as we're going through this time of the 3 weeks and ending with Tisha B'Av. So he said this is the idea, so I think a very beautiful idea, of how to look at the calendar how to look at Yiddish year and how to use it. So therefore, Voida. Often we think the new year starts Rosh Hashanah, but you see here, no, start already now. Now's the time to get in there. Now's the time to get things started. So this is the Derech Klolis. This is the general way of looking at the year. But let's have a look now at the Derech Prati. Let's zoom in and have a look specifically at the 3 weeks itself. What's the specific avoida in itself? We spoke at the first part looking at it as a Derech Klol. But let's look at it generally. Let's focus in. Let's zoom in. And I'd like to share with you an idea from the Maggid of Koshnitz in Avos Yisrael on this week's parasha. He says a beautiful Moedic idea, and he says as follows. Says, why is it that always this parasha, the parasha Zois, Tomid, this parasha of Matas Masei, always falls in the 3 weeks? Why is that so? I said the 3 weeks is 21 days. And how many masos are there? 42 journeys of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. So he says 21 days and 21 nights is 42. Listen to this Loshen. And he says, therefore, it's a Merames to Shesorch La'avol Beinu Masorim Bekama Masos. A person needs to go many journeys during these 21 days, 42 journeys, L'Sakan HaKol, to finish everything up. So the first thing is the Sakana call, as we said, to finish up the Kabbalahs we did for the year, to make sure we finish on a high, not on a low, but we finish on a high. And we've reached our goals, and even if we've accomplished our goals, but we took on last year Rosh Hashanah, we can be moisif to them. Halavai would be finish our goals that we took on last year. But those who are Zohar Ashrecha, we can always be moisif and add. That's the first thing. These are journeys, these 21 days are 42 journeys, Yomim Velelois, to utilize the time. What do we do during this time? So he says as follows, La'avodas Hashem, let's focus during these 3 weeks on Avodas Hashem. He says, Hagam Shazman Groma, even though the time dictates, Lias Atzal V'Nenach Al-Khorban Beis Hashem, even though the time dictates. It's that sad time of year, and we don't make a shechiyonu, and as we move to Rosh Chodesh, the halachas get more intense because of the Chorban. Im kol zeh, listen to this, yesh lechazek et tatzmoy. Once doesn't mean the person just feels sad and go, oh, it's the 3 weeks, I give up. Let's all feel depressed. Let's all get together and feel depressed together. No, chas v'shalom, yesh lechazek et tatzmoy. This is a time to strengthen ourselves. Ulatan of Ovoi, purify our hearts. La'avad Hashem b'Torah, and to serve Hashem with Torah, one. Number two, tefillah. And he adds an incredible word here. So l'chazik and serve Hashem b'Torah and tefillah, b'simcha. Wow. Who would have thought? This is a time. It's a famous poem, Mishnichas Av, Mematim b'simcha. And I heard from Rabbi Talbot, Zechus Ali Rocha, Rabbi Israel Talbot, he quoted earlier sources, don't think it's his idea, that he said, Mishnichas Av, Mematim b'simcha. So what's that mean? It says Mishnichas Adar is Marbe B'Simcha. So he said, so from Adar we're to increase. So what it means is now we just turn it down a bit to what it was pre-Adar. That's what it means. So he says, of course, now we have to serve Hashem B'Simcha. And he says, Befrat B'Shas Amir's Shiras Yishpachis. When is the Ikka time of Simcha? Sukkah Dezimra. When we're praising the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, when we sing Tehillim, that is the time. He says, I want to explain this idea with a moshel. Like, why is it a time to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha? Why is it like that now? So he says, listen to this moshel. So he says, you know, the normal way of a king, the melech, is a melech boss of Adam. He's surrounded in his palace by lots of beautiful things, and people bring gifts. And he's got all around, he's got an orchestra, and he's got somebody playing a harp, and violins, and trumpets, and flutes. A lot of celebration and mini simcha going on around him. And of course, when the king is in a good mood, then of course, he doesn't need so much of this music here, because he's besimcha. He doesn't need all these, the choirs around him, because he anyway has simcha saliv. However, sometimes something happens, and in his kingdom, that he feels a bit low. He feels a bit atzaf for yoga, and he feels a bit in a low frame of mind because of a mikra that happened to him. Something happened to him, makes him feel a bit low. So what happens then? Then he calls in all the people around him. He tells the choir to start singing a nice, beautiful niggun, and you've got the harp and the orchestra and the flute. They're all playing these beautiful nigunim for him to cheer him up, the samer levavoi, and to gladden his heart and to make his face shine. So he says, v'chein hanimshol v'dugma kaviyochol. This is a moshul. We understand what the nimshol kaviyochol to the rabbanu shel olam mispach shomayim. So of course, bavadai mesharasa barakia manimim loy. Of course, the malachim are always praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and makalsin shomai. But as the Gemara says in Chagiga, which I'll share with you in a moment, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is sadness. There's atzaf in Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So the Gemara in Chagiga, daf hei on the base, Gemara asks a stira. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, v'im loy sishmoy v'mistorim tivcha nafshi. If you don't listen to me, v'mistorim in the hidden places, tivcha nafshi, Hashem says, my soul is crying. Mipnei geva, because of the haughtiness, because of the geva. What is this geva that is the omer of Shmuel bar inyo mishmei derav? Mokom yesh lakadosh baruch hu. Hashem has a special mokom. But mistorim shmoi, it's called nistorim. It's called the hidden place. And what happens there? What's the geva? Omer of Shmuel bar Yitzhak. Mipnei gavosan she Yisrael. Hashem is crying because of the great exaltedness of Klal Yisrael, which now is in such a low state, when the shenitna mehem, it was taken from Klal Yisrael and given la'ivdei kachavim, given to the avodei kachavim. Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni Omer, no, what is this gaiva? Minei gavosan shel malchus shemayim. It's because of the great exaltedness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself that was removed because of the Chorban. As Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu really sad? Can there be sadness before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Is really atzaf before that? Umeika bechia kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there tears? Is Hashem really crying? How can the Navi Yirmiyahu say that? From Rav Papa says, Ein atzivus livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no sadness before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say in davening every day in Hoidu, Hoid v'hodol afanav, there is only Hoid v'hodol, only glory and majesty for him. Ois strength v'chedva v'mkoyloi. There's only chedva, there's joy in his place. So how can you say Hashem's crying? Ois v'chedva v'mkoyloi. Hashem is rejoiced always. And for the Gemara, like Asher. It's not difficult, these two psukim. Why? Ha-ba-bati gavoi, ha-ba-bati baroi. When it's in the innermost chamber, the first pasuk said, b'mistorim. In the innermost chamber, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is sad, there's tears. However, bati baroi, in the outer chambers, no, then there is joy. Ask the Gemara, of bati baroi, loy. And you tell me, even in the outer chambers, Is there no crime? Then he brings another pasuk. Vayikra Hashem. Hashem calls out. Vayikra Hashem sabachos. Vayomahu. The bechi of Hashem calls out. Mashma Hashem calls out. Even probably even in the outer chambers, he cries out. The bechi mispat. He calls out. Says the Gemara. Shani chorban beis hamikdash. The chorban beis hamikdash is different. Dafilu malchi shalom bachu. Because then even the malachim are crying. Shanema, as the Pasuk says, Malachi Shalom Ma Yivkuyun. Do you see? There are Rebbeinu Shel Olam, there's tears, there's crying. Normally there's crying only in the innermost chamber. But after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Hashem, so to speak, is crying. And therefore, says the Koshen Tzemagit, we see from here that our Avoda is to praise the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to give the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Chizuk. The Simcha. It's not a time when the Melech Malchim Lochim is in sadness and we're going to be moping around with our miserable faces. We want to cheer up the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Kaviyochol. And he says, and now that's Atzaf, and therefore, Sirichen Mi Hashem Nog Hashem Belipoy. Somebody who cares about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, now is the time he should lechazik. He needs to strengthen himself in the outer chambers. And he needs to lehavshit asmei mekol mini atzvos. He needs to strip himself off from any feelings of depression, and on the contrary, smach kovod ha-melech, and to rejoice to get the kovod of the king, and to say before him, atol malkeinu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you are the king, v'timloich le'elo, and v'ed, hakol ka'ainek decho, etc. To praise Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and this can all be done through Pesukim Zimur, the focusing on the praise of Rebbeinu Shel Olam, That should be the Ikka Avoida during that time, to focus on the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And there's a Moshel that he carries on, says, there's a famous thought, Kol Rafeh Hisigua, Beinam Sorim, and the Sorim say, Kol Rafeh Ka, whoever pursues Rabbeinu Shlomo, Beinam Sorim, Hisigua will reach him. And the Market of Koshin says over here, he says that he also gives another Moshel, but I'll adapt it. When some of us here will remember in the good old days when the Queen, Her Majesty, used to go and walk about. She used to walk through the streets. I remember as a child that people would stand up and then there'd be this little rope in front. You could only go to turn up, and the Queen literally would walk about. And if you were Zoicha to be in the front row, you could actually speak to her and have words and talk to her. She was on walkabout. She was accessible. Says the Magna Carta, that's what's happening during the 3 weeks. During the 3 weeks, Rabbeinu Shloimeh, the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbeinu is walking the streets, being thrown in the streets because his palace has been destroyed. The Rabbeinu is out there. He's accessible. Anybody can go and talk to him. He's there. It's, in other words, it's an incredible opportunity to connect to Rabbeinu Shloimeh. I know the Sfarim say that in El is Melech Besodeh. There's spoken about in the Sifrei Chabad, talks about the king is in the field. I think there's a difference. The king's in the field because he decides to go into the field. He's walking around himself, whereas here during 3 weeks, it's not Hashem chooses. Here, the Rabbeinu Shloimeh, Rabbi Yochanan, is walking in sackcloth. Here, the Rabbeinu Shloimeh, as we said, is tears. The king is broken about Kovet Shemayim, about his people. But the Rabbeinu Shloimeh is walking in his rags through the streets. But he's accessible. We can all go out and talk to him. He's all available, and that is really the voyage during this time, to go and speak to Rabbeinu Shloimeh, to strengthen ourselves in tefillah. This is really the Ikka focus of the Avodah of this time of year. And you see, actually, it's interesting, a few halachas which reflect this. Number one, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down, V'roi l'chol Yerushamayim, anyways Yerushamayim, that he should say, Tikkun Chatzois, l'chol yoyim, l'acha chatzois, hayoyim. So say Tikkun Chatzois during the day. Now, even though it's in the first siman of Shulchan Aruch, to say Tikkun Chatzois, for whatever reasons, it's been even removed from most Ashkenazi siddurim. It's not even printed anymore. Well, it's not even printed there, I don't know why. But it should be back in there. You have to go to the Sfad or the Sfadi Sforum to find it. But actually, for here, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down, not about Chatzos at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, L'chol Yerushamayim. And someone told me, he said, remember, Reb Elia, Zeichet Sadi Vroche, he was very makbid on this. He said he's up with the yeshiva, they would sit down chatzos during the 3 weeks and they would say Tikkun Chatzos. Have a look at it, look it up, Google it, find the siddur. I'm sure you can find it. If you Google it, well, that's the nusach, Tikkun Chatzos. It's all about the feeling, caring about the Shabbat, Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Shkina. So that's one halacha you can see, one minog, which is brought down. Also, the Shulchan Aruch says, from Rosh Chodesh, Tav Kuf, Nun Aleph, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, from Rosh Chodesh Av until the Tanis, Mematim, Babasav, and Matan. People talk about minimizing Simcha, says you should minimize doing business. Interesting halacha. Mematim, Babasav, Matan. And Mishnah Berurah says, over there, he says, of course, if it's a Dava Ovid, you could lose by it. Or even if you're going to find a Metzia, you find a good bargain, you find something Bazul, then of course you can do that. Shouldn't be, you have to lose because of it. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Uvs manenu nowadays not gula hakol bazeh. We're makel on this. Mishum ta'kol nechshav ke'es k'day pranososa. Because today everybody's working. Nobody's working for extra money. They're just working so they got enough to live on. And why we get enough to live on, right? So therefore, it's talking about extra money. And the Shaar Tzion says, nevertheless, toiv lahachmir. One should try and be machmir to minimize what he can. Rav Chaim Kanevsky, Zeich Tzadik Rav, says, somebody's Yerushamayim, and he knows that he's got enough money, he's got kedei pranososoi, he's just making money kedei laharavacha, but alma, just to make extra profit, which is also a good tzadik to do, so you can give more tzedakah. Fantastic. Sheroi lizoi, says Rav Chaim, what is fitting, the person should be careful, be yachmir be'ilu yom, to be careful in these days. And it doesn't mean, take it easy, don't work so hard, put your feet up, and drink pina colada under the palm tree. That's not the idea over here. That's not the idea. The idea is that we're spending more time focusing on the Tzar of the Rabbeinu Shem, connecting, thinking about the ideas we said, looking about the year. What has it been this last, the end of the year? What was my goals? What have I achieved? And if we didn't make goals, it's not too late to set goals now. What am I going to achieve by the end of this year? Just like in business, we go to our accountants and they sit down and they give us a plan of what we need to achieve by the end of the year. What it's going to look like. If you want to have a successful business, you've got to have it planned. It's the same thing. Here, let's make sure. Here's the time. What did we do last year? What was the goal? How am I going to finish the year? Make a good cheshbon. And also, start thinking about what's going to be for next year. And I'd like to finish off just with the pasuk. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Lech Ami. Very powerful pasuk. Lech Ami. Come, my people. Bo b'chadorecho. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Chof Vov Chof. 26:20. Lech Ami. Come with me, my people, Baba Chadorecha. Go inside your cheder. Go inside your room. Usagor Daloska Ba'adecha. Close the door behind you. Chavek Matrega. Hide in the room just for a moment. Ad Yavor Zalm. Until the anger passes. I think this is a very powerful pasuk of what the Avodah should be during this time. There's an opportunity, just a time alone, a bit of silence. We live in a world where there's so much noise and beeps. And so much, it's actually very nice and pleasant here. It's so beautiful. The air conditioning, even the noise of the air conditioning here. Beautiful, that beautiful calm in here. To make that space alone. Silence, Shtika Ravolba says, one of the greatest things we can do is to have a place of solitude. A time then we can be alone. We're always mixing with other people. We're always talking. There's always chatter. There's so much business we're involved in. But let's make the time. The Navi tells us, Lech Ami Bodechrecha. There's a time we need to be out there. We need to be looking after the people, looking after our families, doing chesed, learning. But there's a moment that we need to Bodechrecha. Go inside your room. Sagodalaska. Close the door. Just Chabek Matrega. Just hide away there. Just for a few moments. Just stop. Take a deep breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Just breathe. Feel the presence of the moment where we are. Feel alive. Feel the brachas and the gifts we have. Think about what we want to achieve. Think about what we are going to achieve. Think about what we have achieved. And to Ad Yavar Zalm, until this period of Beinam Tzorim passes. And may the Rosh Hashanah bless us to wish you could connect with the Zman, the Segulas Zman, to connect to Ribbono Shel Olam, as we said, using the halachas to guide us as a framework. And we finished the year, Be'ezras Hashem, Tichla Shalom for Vassel. And it's Hashem, we should start the new year full of brachas, and Habo Alein L'Toiva, Shkoyach
U'Kaltu. Shkoyach.